What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 12 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Blessing of His Presence. A.W. Tozer said, "Nothing in or of this world measures up to the simple pleasure of experiencing the presence of God." Our text for today is Psalm 16, 7 through 11. "I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices, my flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Some thoughts on today's reading. When David says, "I bless the Lord," it designates his praise, worship, and adoration to God for who He is and all that He does. David praises God for the counsel that He gives through His Word. When you meditate on God's Word and listen closely as He speaks to you, His instruction will resonate in your heart into the night. In verses 8 through 11, David blesses the Lord because of His abiding presence and protection. However, there is an incredible prophecy here beyond David's praise. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie write, "On the day of Pentecost, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached Jesus as raised from the dead. His documentation for this was twofold. First, the Old Testament prophesied it, and second, he and the other apostles witnessed it." See Acts 2:25-32. A central text appealed to by Peter that day is found in Psalm 16, 8-11. It includes, "My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption." See verses 9-10. After citing this passage, Peter went on to say that it could not apply to David, its author, since David was dead. Thus it is prophetic. He, David, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, of which we are all witnesses. See Acts 2:31-32. Similarly, Luke tells us that in Antioch, Paul appealed to Psalm 16 as proof for Jesus' resurrection. See Acts 13:35-37. Throughout the New Testament, the claim is made that Easter rests on prophecy given in the Old Testament. As Paul tells the Corinthians, Christ rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. See 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Psalm 16, in its ultimate intent, is an Easter psalm. It rings with hope. Therefore, Psalm 16 is a messianic psalm. The key to this being prophetic is also found in verse 10. "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption." This verse could not have been about David, because he died and was buried in a tomb, so his body would have undergone corruption. We know by Peter's use of Psalm 16 in Acts 2, and Paul's use of it in Acts 13, that this psalm speaks of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. David's words in verse 11 are both personal and powerful. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." God makes himself known throughout the journeys of our lives. The prophetic voice of God assures us that he makes his presence known beforehand, giving us hope for the future. Because his presence is always there, we can continually experience the fullness of joy. We know that as we go through life's struggles, we are located at God's right hand. The right hand of the Lord signifies power and authority. We are never far away from the power of God because we abide in his presence. Some questions to consider. How does the prophetic nature of Psalm 16 give you confidence in God's abiding presence? How can verse 11 encourage your heart today? You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What are your thoughts on the following quote by David Brenner? We cannot attain the presence of God. We are already totally in the presence of God. What's missing is awareness. Thanks for joining us today.